We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is bringing on some icons, legends. Still, not was my favorite producer in the history of hip-hop, still coming out with amazing music. DJ Premier joins us right now. Thank you so much for taking the time on the podcast.
Legend, icon.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
So one of the first things I wanted to ask you is this isn't like being an athlete. See, Jalen had his time in the league, 13 years, had a great career, but he can't play in the NBA anymore. But when you're a producer such as yourself, you can be at the top of your game for decades. You know what I mean? Like, you've been doing it for decade after decade after decade. How has your approach evolved over time?
That's a good point.
Professionally, I was 20 years old, so to be able to experience what it was like in my 20s, and we were the top artists back then, you know, Gangsta, Tribe Called Quest, Brand Nubian, as the newer artists, and P-Rock Still Smooth, and Showbiz and AG, just all of that. We were the new crew of people that were all consistent with making albums, and because of that, the passion for music should never ever leave you, because it don't have an age limit. You know, the generations change and all that type of stuff, but for the most part, you just never lose the passion for music, because like I said, it doesn't have an expiration date.
What has it been like for you watching the industry evolve? Like, from where you were carrying crates to now people are making albums on their phones. Like, what has that been like for you, just watching how the industry has grown and changed over that period of time?
It's been a trip to see, because, you know, like you said, I come from the vinyl and carrying crates and equipment, speakers, everything, where now I just carry a laptop and I have over 20,000 songs, pretty much any genre. I got a house folder and I keep it up to date. Everybody need to do trap and drill. I got that up to date, because I have an 11-year-old son who likes that, you know, where like traditional boom bap, which is another era that will never die. But I like to preserve that, because we look at that as the purest form. That's what we call it. So, I was against it for many years. Like, man, he messing with no computer. But it got to a point where it's like, yo, man, without performing. And now I love just being able to bring that one bag on the road and not losing my crates, you know, crates. And then all of a sudden, two of them didn't show up at baggage claim. Then another one's off. You're like, when, you know, you can. I remember one time, now with Twitter and all these things, the mixer that they had at the venue was the wrong one, and it was broken on top of that. And I tweeted, anybody in Spain right now at this town, I need a mixer. And all of a sudden, everybody showed up at the venue with mixers, like, yo, try mine. Wow. And I got to do it. Oh, you, and that I got that from Dana.
That's crazy.
White was the one that made me want to join Twitter, because he was in Toronto trying to get guys to gather around for something he wanted to do. And he tweeted, hey, I'm on this street, whatever, can y'all meet up? And everybody showed up. I was like, man, I should get Twitter. And that's how it happened.
There you go. So not only has the music evolved, as you talked about, but the business has evolved. Like, I remember going to Fat Beats, and, you know, people would come out with an album like once every 2 years. And now it just seems like you have to come out with new project after new project if you're an artist. How do you feel about the way that the business has evolved and the volume of music that's coming out?
Well, one thing about the business that's different is, you know, I got to tip my hat to the younger generation. You know, like people like DaBaby, Lil Baby, Roddy Ricch, they got like 30,000 Drake, they got 30,000 songs out all at once, and they're just out there with their music, where some people from my generation, like, oh man, you know, complaining. And I'm like, you put out more music. I always have something coming out, a single, or producing another artist, or my own stuff, and that's one of the ways that you win. If that's what's working now, then put out more content. You know, and didn't know how to work the social media. I had to learn that. I had to learn algorithms. I had to learn, don't post five things back to back. Wait a couple hours and then post another one. And then mess with your algorithm. And I was like, oh, well, I want to post this now. It's like my manager Ian, like, no. And now I get it, where I'm telling my older friends, like, oh yeah, I want to post this new video. I'm like, don't do it until 9 o'clock, or I want to do it. I did it last night. I'm like, dude, why'd you post it? And you know, they're just not understanding until I explain to them why, and they're starting to now pick it up. So I'm deep rooted in understanding that the game has changed, and you got to either adjust or get out of the way. And I'm good at adjusting.
Primo, what are some of your favorite, say your top three favorite, like, hip hop movies, like things that depict the history of hip hop the best to you?
Definitely Wild Style, because it was the most authentic of showing how it really was, you know, with the Cold Crush Brothers and the Fantastic Romantic Five MCs. E, cool, you know, Cool Mo D, Grammix DST, you know, seeing Rommel Z Rommel with a shotgun in his hand saying, I broke into a bill, you know, I started writing on the death graffiti, you know, like just, you know, everybody was saying death back then, you know, and just to see all of that, all the B-boys and the B-girls doing what they do. And I was seeing Fab Five Freddy in there be a major part of even doing the music to the sound, to the scoring of that, you know, with Down by Law. Everybody knows that's a big record. And, just that whole thing, we're seeing Flash in there at Mom's Kitchen cutting on three turntables. We were like, what is that? I want to do that. So definitely Wild Style. We always say Beat Street is cool as far as the dancing and all the parts that show the hip hop. We thought the storyline was corny, but it's still part of the parts of our movies, you know. Yeah, we still walk up and go, yo, Kenny, you know. So that, and then what Kenny. Else?
Kenny.
Right, and then God, let me park that that avoid me getting a ticket. I ain't got to put Breaking in there on the LA side with Shabadoo and Recipes of Shabadoo, you know, because, you know, hip hop movies like Boys in the Hood and Menace are also hip hop movies too, even though it wasn't about the culture of B-boying and all that, but those are hip hop movies, you know, so, yes. But
yeah,
I mean, you know what? Even Crush Groove, man. Like, we went to see Run DMC in the movie in the fact. Ooh, wow. So, but Wild Style's a must. I got to put B Street and Breaking in there just because they were earlier. But I want to remove B Street and put Crush Groove. So, maybe I say B Street, one word.
So, Guru, you've got the Gangstar t-shirt on. Obviously, we have to start by saying RIP Guru. And Primo, I wanted to ask you about this. Like, you guys were such a great match of producer and MC. And now that's never really been duplicated, but you see a lot of MCs coming out with albums exclusively produced by one producer. Sort of how do you see the influence of Gangstar reverberate through hip hop over time?
There were a lot more duos in our era. Now everybody's just a solo artist. You know, Drake's a solo artist. The Baby's a solo artist. There's no groups. You know, well, unless you have the Migos, they're a group, obviously. But with us, you know, the whole duo, Run DMC, Houdini, even though it was two MCs and a DJ, it was still, you know, groups, EPMD and, you know, Eric B and Rakim, you know, Big Daddy Kane, even though Mr. C is the DJ. All about Big Daddy Kane, but even that dancer Scoob and Scrap, like, it was like their dancers were even stars, you know. So for me, and also I always felt like in our career that the music had to match the way you look. And when you look at EPMD, their music sounded like the way they look. You know, KRS-One told me that a long time ago. He said, I hate when I hear a dope record, like, it's like, you don't look like what I thought, you know. So everybody, Houdini, Stetson, just everybody from Kane on down to, you know, even MC Shan. When you saw him, and he's all long and slim with the Pumas and the Kango, they sounded like what their names were and their image. And KRS had always sell your image more than the record. And I think we all did that.
Relying on talent, not marketing and promotion. Like you're just a Yoda of wisdom. I'm just sitting back. Like, all of those movies, like, introduced a Detroit kid, for example, and it literally made me feel like I was teleported into New York City. Like, I do a show each Saturday on Amp Radio, and you said something about B Street when Kenny be like, it's working, party people, if you're ready to rock, let me hear you scream. Like, that was so classic.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content. For our podcast listeners, it's Friday. What does that mean, Jalen Rose?
Voicemails only. You guys have listened to us for 10 years, and it's only right. Someone on our staff came with the genius idea to turn the show back over to the fans on Friday. So if you call 985-80-JALEN, you can not only check in with your brothers, Jalen and Jacoby, but we're going to give you all types of advice. We gave some amazing advice to a gentleman yesterday who's trying to figure out if he should stay with his 8-year relationship or rock with his new flex. We're going to talk exclusively about the future MVP of the NFL, Zach Wilson, and update you on whether he's still sleeping with his wife's friend. We're just going to give the people what they want.
I'll say you gave some great advice to that guy yesterday, because I just told him to keep them both. That's what I told him. Why not? Call 985-80-JALEN. We'll put you on the show just like this.
Yo, what up? This is Victor from Sacktown, the 916. Shout out Reg. Shout out the whole production team. Shout out Grandland, Podfather, everybody. Day one. I got a question for Jalen, actually. I've been listening for years now. What are you thinking when you talk about Taco Bell? What is that? What is the jingle? I've tried Googling it. I've tried YouTubing it. I don't know, but I think it's the funniest thing. Me and all my homies always laugh about that. Just the Taco Bell Mexican meat and that's what it sounds like. Anyway, gotta know, love the show. Jacoby, what up? Everybody, thank you. Yup, medicinal.
Shout to Victor, shout to medicinal. Every time you say the two words Taco Bell around Jalen Rose, he says the same thing.
For some Mexican meat and and by the way, big shout to Victor, because he went back in the archives, Jacoby, mm-hmm. And it's only right we digging into the crates, because we got DJ Premier on the show today. And as we get into this program, I must say I watch a lot of sports and multimedia content. And I just want to shout out our show, our staff, and our supporters for what this show has grown into. I have the remote control in my hand just like you do. And we're the only show that you're going to see French Montana, DJ Premier, Benny the Butcher. We the only one. You know what I'm saying? And you know, the range of the show, of the actors, the comedians, the entertainers, the influencers, it really makes me proud to be affiliated with this show. And then we can still flip the page and give advice to people like Victor, who shout out to Podfather, Grantland, and Medicinal, while shouting out Reg the Ledge. And so, I'll tell you, Victor, it comes from the legend, the OG. His name is Sir Mix-A-Lot. And the song was called My Posse's on Broadway. Me and Kid Sensation at home away from home in a black Benz limo with the cellular phone. Right? That's how it go right there. And during that song, that's what he says. They stop at Taco Bell for some Mexican eating.
The way you say it makes me laugh every time. Do it one more time for Victor and me.
They stop at Taco Bell for some Mexican eating.
There you go, Victor. Posse on Broadway. Bye.
We did a story time on that. Didn't we have a story time on that?
We had an interstitial.
Is that in a story time?
We have an interstitial for that one.
We got to bring that back.
See if we can get a producer to dig that one up for Victor. We'll do it for Victor.
Yeah.
We'll do it for Victor. Victor, we'll get your handle.
We got you, Victor.
And we'll do it for you.
We got you, Victor.
Time for another call. Again, all voicemail Friday. Call 9580-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this.
What up, though, fellas? This is your boy, Darnell for Denver. The original one who said, yep, Medicinal. Shout out, Reg, even though I've left several messages since then. Don't ever get on. But I got a cultural or regional question. Now, I already know the answer to this, but I just want to hear what you guys think. My girl looks like Jacoby. I obviously look more like Jalen, or look like Jalen. I just looked over a minute ago. She's putting chapstick on her crusty elbows. I just told her to get some lotion. I never heard or seen someone putting chapstick on their elbows. She's from the Midwest. I'm from the 303. Let me know, fellas, is that cultural or regional? Putting chapstick on your crusty elbows. Holla at your boy. It's Darnell from Denver. You already know what it is. Yep, Medicinal.
What a legend. I mean, this guy influenced the show more than, like, I have. I mean, he's the original Yep, Medicinal? Darnell from Denver. And see, for those of you that haven't been listening for 10 years, Darnell left
this show
a voicemail
so
like 7 years ago, asked a question at the end, he just goes, yep, Medicinal. And it's just become a thing on the program where if our callers are medicinal, they just call in and finish off with that signature send-off that Darnell from Denver originally did. First of all, Darnell.
Wow.
See, this is more of a Jalen thing to say, but I'm going to actually do this. We got to get your address, dog. We got to get you something. And I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? Usually Jalen's the one going to the UPS store with a package and mailing out the hoodies and everything. Darnell,
we got
you call
you.
Back, you leave your address, you. I'm going to get you something. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to get you something because the Yet Medicinal send-off is one of my favorite moments in the history of the show. Now, let's get to the issue at hand because I have some thoughts. He looks like you. She looks like me. She's got ashy elbows. He looks over and she's putting chapstick on her elbows. See, now this is the thing is I'm not taking this one for the team, dog. That's not cultural. That is individual. I've never heard of that. I've never seen it. So I'm not taking this one on my team, dog. No, I'm passing this to regional.
I can't front. This is definitely regional. As the Midwesterner here, as I do this show right now in the South, in Georgia, those are a couple of places that I could likely see that taking place. This is definitely regional. But I also have to say this. You and I were just talking about this recently. And there was a time during the season where I looked down at my phone and it was trending. It said KD is ashy. Or ashy KD.
Mm-hmm.
That was trending. And then before I knew it, it was basically the Twitter detective superimposed basically 2 inches of his, the side of his shin.
Yeah, it was the end of the tights, the end of like the compression pants, and then the top of the socks.
Yeah.
There was like a centimeter of exposure. A centimeter of exposure.
Yeah,
and
like
someone
really
zoomed in
small.
And found the elephant skin.
Right. And so that was a reminder to me as someone who does television every day and just as a public figure out and about, that black people, we need to make sure we put on some lotion, some cocoa butter, something. You, on the other hand,
never use lotion.
Don't necessarily do that.
I never. So right in my, you know,
please,
I've got a
explain.
Black wife. Right in my bathroom, there's 2 little like squeeze jugs. One is lotion and one is soap. There's only one that I use, and that's soap. I never use lotion. On my basketball team growing up, there was two types of people on my team. The people that applied lotion heavily before the game and the people that stared at them like, what are y'all doing? You know what I mean? Because my basketball team was very diverse. We had some white people. We had some Latinos. We had some black people. And it was just 2 camps. You know what I mean? Like, I got my sneakers. I got my little water. And I didn't bring a bottle of lotion. They're passing around the bottle of lotion. And we're all just staring at them like, what are y'all doing? Like, isn't that going to make the ball slippery? I'll never forget
Mandatory. It's mandatory. You heard Biggie, what did he say? I went from ashy to nasty to classy.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Right? And so I think this is regional and individual. And you're a legend as somebody who grew up in the 313, got drafted in the 303, 7+ years of saying medicinal. That has become like, you know, like what Dr. Dre's first album, you know how they had great skits and then everybody realized that it was the DOC? You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel right now.
I can't
That's
believe
how I feel
that
right
the
now.
Original medicinal, the original medicinal Darnell from Denver is back in our life. You know, and he said, a lot of people come up to me and say they leave voicemails that don't make the show. You know, we got producer Cannons on it now. He's listening to all voicemails and he's pulling the very best. Because he knows that we're all exclusive, voicemails only on Fridays. That's why we got another voicemail.
Jalen, Jacoby, come on, guys. You know that this is not happening. Messiah's not calling anyone up in Brooklyn and offering Scotty or Pascal for Kevin Durant. No one else is offering something better. We're not doing it. Messiah's going to pull this off without either of those 2 guys in the trade, and Brooklyn's going to be happy about it. Second, why are you guys harping on last year's All-Star game? Pascal is All-NBA. That is the top 15 players in the league, including undersized 4s and undersized 5s and oversized 2s, and you don't need to condescend on our guy Pascal. He is All-NBA 2 out of the last 3 years. He is a star on all teams. And you're hating on him. Scotty is the future, and he is worth more than everything else being offered right now for Kevin Durant. Brooklyn is going to take a deal for less. Thanks, guys.
Big shout to this caller. Big shout to the city of Toronto, one of Jalen's favorite places he's ever been. Forget ever played, ever been. Jalen loves Toronto. And here's what I have to say about the great people of Toronto. Y'all need to relax a little bit online. You know what I mean? We're just out here coming up with fake trades for Kevin Durant. We do a GM Jalen bit where I'm a GM of one team and I call Jalen. Here's what I know about Jalen Rose. He's going to say no to anything I propose. You have not said yes to anything yet. So when I'm putting together the Toronto offer, I put together not what I think Masai would offer. I'm putting together something to make Jalen think. So I put together basically the Godfather offer that he has to offer. I'm not saying they should do this. I'm not saying they're going to do this. So y'all can stop tweeting at me, telling me how dumb I am, because I'm just trying to do a television segment that makes Jalen Rose have to think about accepting the offer. That's my goal. okay? I'm not mad at y'all. I love y'all. But please, stop calling me an idiot online, all right? I'm just trying to, I'm trying to make Jalen think. That is why I put that in that offer. However, I think there's a point to what Jalen's position is, too. If I'm giving you Kevin Durant, you can't just trade me two first-round picks in OG and an OB. It's Kevin Durant we're talking about here.
I love this show so much. A couple of things. I appreciate this caller because we've grown the kind of equity with our fans and supporters, our brothers and sisters, and giving the people what they want. We give them the autonomy to disagree with us and still put them on the show. I love that.
You can call me an idiot. We love that. It doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
Let me
just say this. In the history of NBA basketball, I'm not here to like compare myself to anybody else. I would say of the 4,000 people that have ever worn NBA uniforms, not many more of them have had more fun in Toronto than me.
Ooh, fun? Okay. I thought you were gonna say like buckets, like fun. I'm gonna say you probably number 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5.
Exactly. Like let's not get this twisted.
And number 6, 7, 8 are just people that were with you. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like 6, 7, 8 were just having fun because right. They were with you.
Right. Let me tell y'all something else. When the year the Raptors won the championship, I love Toronto so much. I was there off wax. Shout out to my brother Hadi, who like the mayor of Toronto, like my little brother, who worked with everybody, including Drizzy Drake. Like for real, 10 toes down in Toronto, right? I was so excited, I crowd surfed. And you know, if you know me, like I am not trying to A, be off the ground unless I'm on an airplane. And B, no. I am not trying to hit that ground or fall at all.
And you're also not trying to get touched by everybody all the time. You know what I mean? Just strangers' Correct. Hands all over your body, on saying? Your butt cheeks. Yeah, that's right.
Like Toronto and I have a special relationship. I ain't even talking about like the charity work and giving back to the community. I'm just talking about like being in the trenches. That's what I'm talking about. Like Vince Carter was the high flyer. I was in the trenches. You know what I'm saying? So shout to Toronto. And Masai Ujiri is the best general manager in basketball. So I know that a lot of people get headlines, but always remember Fred VanVleet was undrafted. Like he got Kawhi Leonard to Toronto and they won the championship his only season with the team. Nick Nurse's first year as a coach. Like Masai's goated. Okay, I'm just trying to tell you that he knows what I know. When somebody's trying to get Kevin Durant, it's like we're at the park. Usually you hope the two best players are picking teams. It can't be like, oh, okay, you give me KD, but then I'm taking your fourth best player. That ain't happening. That is not happening. Like, I think sometimes people, like, first off, you now see how NBA teams really don't value first round picks anymore.
No,
if
look at the draft.
Paying attention to the league.
Look at the people that get picked 20s in the draft. Like they usually are out of the league by like 2-3 years in.
Right. So the lifespan of an NBA player, if you're lucky, is 3 years. It's only 4,000 people to ever wear those uniforms. It's 80 people that was in uniform this year that will not be next year. We could do a list. Like, mm-hmm. It's the most volatile job turnover.
Every time someone shakes Adam Silver's hand on draft night, that means someone else is going to China. You know what I mean? That's just how it goes.
Correct. Or out the league. Right? And so if Masai is going to bring KD to town, let's flip and ask, if you're the Nets, what do you need to receive in return? There's two teams in this deal. Nobody has shown love to Pascal more than us. We had the spicy pee stuff at South Seaport years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that, Jacoby? But he's not Kevin Durant. You know what I'm saying? You can give me all the metrics and whatever, but he ain't Kevin Durant. And so if I'm Sean Marks, you want me to give you KD, but not give me Pascal? Like, I'm not going to be able to do it.
No.
You answered your own question. You say he all NBA. I know because I voted. I don't know if I voted for him. You know, 13 got a little tricky on my ballot this year.
13 gets a little,
you know,
tricky.
What I'm saying? Got a little tricky.
Because you can always, you know, bounce someone from first team, but, to second team, or second team to third team. But when you really got to start making that hard cut for third team or off of it, that gets a little tricky.
Yeah, man. And so, like, Masai's a genius, but he going to have to be a swami to get me to trade him KD without giving him Pascal.
We want to give a big shout to Lloyd Banks, Dave East, and DJ Premier. Just for contributing to the culture.
Hit the brakes. Oh, whoa. Say that again, please.
I want to give a big shout to Lloyd Banks, Dave East, and DJ Premier. Not just because giving us great art to entertain us this weekend, but also for coming on Jalen and Jacoby and appearing like DJ Premier did and shouting out Jalen and Jacoby on the album like Dave East did on Lloyd Banks' album. So you've been name-checked in a lot of hip-hop records. This is the first time I've ever been name-checked. Like, when I saw it this morning, I had to listen to it like 5 times in a row. It's so dope. It's not even a sentence. He doesn't say, like on TV like Jalen and Jacoby, or chemistry like Jalen and Jacoby. He just says Jalen and Jacoby. That's the beginning, middle, and end. There's nothing that has anything to do with that noun or that show before or after it, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Big shout to Davies. Not only has bars, he can get buckets. I'm telling you, Davies can get buckets. Him and J. Cole and Sheck West can really play ball. We'll be back on Monday. Why is that? Jalen Anthony Rose.
You heard DJ Premier quote KRS-One, the legend. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.